This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Well, good evening once again. Welcome to what we call Hour 3. This is, well, some critics would say the most exciting, the most irritating.
Others just say it happens.
The home stretch is really what it is to get us to the end of this, the end of this hostage negotiation. Anywho, it's the show. It's Cube Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee, sitting alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer. That right there is Al Perkins. We are the cast of the show coming to you live from a studio in central Phoenix, Arizona. Wherever you are, thank you for listening. The chat room is just chock full of people. You got Jenny and Amina. Harrison just left a while ago. Nero's there. Joe D. My mom is somewhere in there. I'm sure I'm missing some other people. Meow Cow.
Meow Cow. From the snowy part of spring.
Mary. Sounds awful.
It's lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is entertainment, and we started off with Mr. Al Perkins.
Well, exciting news. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend has been renewed for season 4.
Very exciting.
But Rachel Bloom, is that really her name? Has said that that will be the last.
Oh, okay. I thought she was leaving already.
No.
She can't leave. She's the main character.
And I'm curious to see where they're going to go with it, since it took such a dark, realistic mental illness, how they're going to finish this up and who she ends up with for the many suitors. I hope they bring back Greg. Was that the bartender from the first season?
Santino Fontana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they bring him back.
Rolled off your tongue pretty easy. What, Santino Fontana?
He's a charmer.
He's charming. He's also got Broadway credits. He was...
You can just say cred. We understand what you mean. Broadway cred. Board cred.
Yeah.
You could say
He was the prince in Cinderella when it revived a couple years ago. Something else. And he does a lot of concert stuff with Laura Osnes, who I really enjoy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a terrific cast. Because the best friend.
Heather?
The crazy one at the office. Now I can't think
what the fuck is her name? Paula.
Paula. Because she was, I think her name in real life is Donna. She is the, she was Pirelli in the revival of Sweeney Todd with Patti LuPone that I saw. That was so good. So much fun. So anyways, renewed. And then two shows that ended and ended on good notes. And we're not sure if they'll ever be back. Speechless, which really does have a good chance of being back. With Minnie Driver.
I see the ads for that one. I haven't watched it.
I've gotten caught up over since I've been back. That's been my like go-to 30 minutes was finishing up the season because a guy that we met at the Donna Summer musical in La Jolla, he and his boyfriend were in the or husband were in the aisle in front of us, and I was enjoying their reaction to the show, and I knew the guy from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't think of, he's on Speechless and he's on another show that I currently watch. He's on two shows. And
you meet him in the bathroom or something?
I asked the husband in the bathroom. Listen, right. I know him from somewhere. What do I know him from? And he's from that show Better Off Ted that I absolutely loved years ago with Portia de Rossi. So really fun. So I wanted to see the rest of the season because I knew from his Facebook postings that his part has gotten bigger and it's very charming. But we don't. It looks like it probably will be renewed, but it's a good show. Minnie Driver's always funny. What's his face? Bowie from Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah,
he's the father. The little girl from The Walking Dead is one of the daughters. The one the look at the flowers. She's one of the daughters, and it's a story about a kid with cerebral palsy, senior in high school, as the family moves like their 19th time to get the kids into like some kind of life, and just the way that they handle like special needs families is I think is very charming.
Oh, that's cool.
And how realistic it is of the things that you just leave by the wayside because there just isn't time for everything. Really cute show. And then the X-Files ended last week. Or 2 weeks ago now.
Somebody else was just telling me about that.
Oh my God, did they resolve all of those storylines into one, kill off everybody on the show, and then left you with this crazy hopeful ending. And then Chris Carter, who's been the writer, producer, creator of the show since day one and is still with it, he's like, who knows? Like, the ratings are okay. But who knows if all of us can get the band back together one more time. But they left it. If that's it, it was a very, very satisfying ending to a show that did not end satisfactorily 15 years ago.
Right.
Like, it was very nice that they came back. brought back the straggler characters that they had woven in that hadn't become too big a stars that they could bring back and bring it to a conclusion. And they had one fun Black Mirror episode about drones and about like automated restaurants, everything. They did their own 10 minutes in the future story that was mostly silent. That was kind of clever. So the X-Files went out with a bang, if that's the end. If it's not, welcome back, because these last two seasons have been really good.
Yeah. I think it was my new karaoke DJ that came and, like, filled my whole ear with it, because he was, like, blown away. And it seems like it would be up my alley, but it's just not. Like, yeah. X-Files has never been my thing. So he's like, wait, am I going to spoil it for you? I'm like, mm-mm. I don't think I've watched that show, and I can't tell you how long. Sure. And probably slept through it when I did watch it. So go ahead. And he just like... Blah, 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 blah. Oh,
and there's okay. gotta be a way to go through and tell you like which episodes you can pull out of the X-Files. Like, because you can pull out the mythology episodes.
Right.
Like, just don't watch the ones with the one mythology that goes through. Just watch the monster episodes. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And terrific. And they've done a nice job with these two new seasons of doing... like two mythology episodes and the rest Monster of the Week.
Okay.
And they're always terrific. It's always, and it's a fun little, kind of a fun procedural cop show, but with a twist of like the supernatural. And they've just been able to keep that going where he's always looking for like the supernatural and she's always looking for the rational explanation and how like right. there's that mix of both. It's cool. So that was the shows that are ending. I don't think the X-Files will be back. Until somebody needs
surprised.
Money.
Yeah.
I definitely think Speechless will be back, and it's good to know Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's got one more season for us. So that was cute. Let me see. I feel like there was one more thing in here. No. The movie this week is called A Quiet Place, directed by John Krasinski. From The Office.
Oh, that looks so fucking scary.
They were on CBS this morning on Sunday, and they did a whole segment about that. And wow, that is an interesting movie, the whole premise of it.
Yeah, everything about it looks really good. So with his wife, Emily Blunt, and it got a
B. Who I love.
Yeah. Got a B+ from Entertainment Weekly, and people saying it's a very smart thriller and very exciting, so I'm super excited about that and love Simon this week when I finally get off.
but the most interesting thing about that movie is, and I guess she turns to him, they said in one of the screenings for the movie, Emily asked him, what do you want out of this? Like, what do you want? He goes, I just want somebody to cheer. I want somebody at the end of it to applaud or something. Well, I guess what happened was at the end of it, the entire crowd stood up and just roared with cheer about the approval for the movie. And she looks at him and she goes, you just made a silent movie. And he goes, yeah, I did. She goes, no, think about it. You just made a silent movie that's going to go gangbusters. I just thought it was fantastic because it's what he did. Like, yeah. And the fact that what they showed, and it creeped me out, and I won't see it because it's going to scare me.
Yeah.
But just how much sound, like you talk about the clock ticking in Dunkirk. I just can't imagine, like, every little fucking sound in this movie is just the character. It's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
It'll just freak me out.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies just watching the trailers. I'm like, nope, turn it off.
There's a whole scene where she has to give birth in a bathtub silently.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, no, they showed it. I'm like, you can't do that. The creatures will get you.
Oh. But
yeah, oh, just, uh-uh. Yeah, no, I can't, I won't watch it.
I'm sure. Wow. So I'm excited for that and love Simon. So now Roseanne is back as of last Tuesday. I think while we were on the air, she was
the hour special.
Uh-huh. She was debuting, and has become a breakthrough. And Roseanne had just become a breakthrough hit when Bob Iger was named president for ABC in 1989. So while subordinates might be neophytes in dealing with the show's, I never say this word right, eponymous star, means named after itself.
Oh.
Like the album was called.
The character is Roseanne Conner, and it's Roseanne Barr playing it.
Yeah.
I think you're saying it right.
Eponymous. I think so.
Because it's anonymous, synonymous.
Eponymous. That makes sense. Yeah.
Or hippo.
Yeah. CEOs know well the drama that surrounded her sitcom and how those oversized ratings brought them commensurate headaches. So the question now is whether history will repeat itself and to what extent the possible benefits of the Roseanne revival will be offset by ancillary issues involving its controversial star, Roseanne Barr.
Who wrote this article with their thesaurus?
the new gay kid on the show.
Yeah. ABC received a welcome jolt of good news from last week's premiere, which amassed more than 18 million same-day viewers. That's huge. Like, mm-hmm. The Walking Dead hasn't hit that in years. And has ballooned well above that figure when delayed tune-in per Nielsen estimates. Yet almost as soon as the show aired, the blowback began, fueled mm-hmm. by a new tweet from Barr as well as old ones that quickly resurfaced. ABC wasted little time in renewing the series, meaning that the network intends to be in the Roseanne business for a while, but the care and handling of the show and its star could present a delicate balancing act, with a higher-than-usual degree of difficulty for network executives. Her support of President Trump was seized on by some, including the president, as a key factor in the program's big debut. Yet Barr almost immediately generated separate headlines by tweeting a strange fringe theory about child trafficking rings and how Trump has freed so many children held in bondage to pimps all over the world. Right. Like, she's still batshit crazy.
No,
the Washington Post's David Weigel dissected the tweet's convoluted origins, but that wasn't the only Twitter flare-up. It didn't take long for critics to recirculate a photo in which Barr appeared made up to look like Hitler, along with other provocative social media postings. Uh-huh. So she's dressed as Hitler, putting
cookies.
Jewish cookies in the oven, right. And it's just... It was meant as satire, but as call Kathy Griffin, mm-hmm. and she'll just tell you,
yeah.
it doesn't right. come off. It
not
just
always,
didn't
yeah.
work. Yeah,
sure. Well, now I saw her on. It was Roseanne, Sarah Gilbert, and
John
Goodman. Thank
yeah.
you. I'm like Dan Connor. on
what does everybody
on
think
the
I'm
View? And first of all, Sarah Gilbert's the one who supposedly like brought this back.
She did.
She was
yeah.
one of the
right.
the main people. And Whitney
Cummings.
Whitney Cummings,
yeah.
right.
And so as far as the bring it back, and fine. So I'm hearing all this batshit crazy stuff about Roseanne, but what she presented on The View wasn't batshit crazy at all.
Right.
It didn't come off that way, at least. And so I kept waiting, and then I was reading more, and I'm thinking... So who was she presenting when she was on there? Was it just that she didn't want to get attacked by
right.
Joy and
oh,
Whoopi? Or,
sure.
Like, but I don't know. It was really weird because I kept waiting and I couldn't figure out how Sarah Gilbert would be like, yeah, okay. The money?
Oh, sure.
I don't know.
But, they threw an awful lot at you at for that first error. There was a lot okay. coming at you between.
Well, they had to solve a lot of things.
Right,
they had to resurrect Dan.
They had to right. There was a lot of that going on. But I was like, I felt that it was just too much for the first
okay.
the comeback. However, I did read something later, and you maybe in something that you also read, where now that it's there and they've said it, it gets easier going forward. Like
Jackie is on the left.
Right, but it's
right,
not but. As in your face and is not as okay. much as what.
Well, Will and Grace did that too. They'd been gone for however many years.
Sure.
And
11.
They
knew
a lot of shit. Like they,
yeah,
rapid
true.
Fire solved all those gaps and then moved on with life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
So I'm looking forward.
And they had the misguided Trump episode too.
Uh huh.
Their Trump bashing episode was not well done.
That was their first episode. Yeah.
However, the cake the 2 weeks ago the cake episode was very funny. To
yeah.
me. Anyway, but no,
funny.
Roseanne's on. This is a Tuesday, so she's on tonight. So,
okay.
But I'm curious to watch it and see how much more tame it is than
so
the last
worth
one.
Watching. Then
I think it's worth. I do. I thought it was funny. I enjoyed okay. it. I don't know about how everybody else, but you didn't like it even in the beginning.
Yeah,
yeah. You never cared for it then.
Okay.
Some of the jokes are very good. The one-liners back and forth with again between Sarah Gilbert's character.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting that the daughter. Is much taller than Sarah Gilbert and looks like maybe she should be coming back as Sarah Gilbert's character. It looked okay. a little odd. But the kid that plays her son, who is, you know, he wants to dress different, he wants to do his hair different. Okay. Just to watch the message, though, initially it's Dan really trying to protect the kid,
mm-hmm.
but you see them embrace the kid. And I like that message very okay. much. It was, you know, we're all different, and we'll right. accept you regardless. That was a good message. That
if
come
only
through.
That was Trump supporters' images.
Exactly.
Right.
Right
if only that's.
There were good parents on both sides.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I know it, and you know it too.
So about Fair. The Jewish cookies, Jenny, you got to Google it because anything I say is going to turn into a hate crime. Like,
oh yeah, I don't remember what the
oh, I'll pull
actual
the
cookies were.
Yeah, it's awful. So one of my famously one of the early producers, Jeff Harris, from the 80s and 90s, took out a full-page ad in Variety when he left the show, saying he had decided to take a vacation in the relative peace and quiet of Beirut.
Oh.
After working with them on the show.
That's funny.
Have
I said in the past 10, 15 minutes how cute Jason Tam is? I really should have brought that up earlier. I'd like just rekindle that.
Okay. I mean, yeah. They were on The View.
So that's it. So it's back. Huge hit. Got renewed.
Right.
Everybody's kind of been on the fence. I've read good things, bad things on social media about had enough, did enough. And mostly, it's like it always was. It's just her. Like, I want to be supportive of female comedians, but it doesn't mean I have to like every single one. And
right.
I'm just like, she just doesn't. I get her. Like, I get where she's coming from. And it, maybe that's why Joy and Whoopi, because I watched that interview.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did
take
see
it easy
it.
Okay. on her. Like, yep. Is it her stand-up? Is it, like, the persona she's sure. trying to, like, portray? But she did run for president once.
Right.
And she was just nuts for that whole run.
Well, and it seemed like Sarah Gilbert was trying to, calm everything and mute everything. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah,
but
well, she's
I
on the
really...
blandest talk show in history, The Talk.
Fair point. But I just think when she was,
I don't know,
when things were being thrown out there that Sarah Gilbert was
trying to deflect it and be like, no,
right.
We're just trying to get through this ABC show.
They briefly tried to,
right.
They briefly tried to bring up like, okay, your set was a living hell for everyone that was on it. Has that gotten better? And they were like, well, we all got along, like the cast. Yeah, but you run through like 900.
Oh, right. Directors and producers.
Like,
right.
There was screaming
including
matches.
Including Tom
were
Arnold.
Right.
Right.
Oh, and Tom Arnold has been funny on Twitter.
I forgot about the Tom Arnold
Tom
factor.
Arnold has been after her on Twitter. And it's
well,
been it's
and,
been.
And oh, he was saying that he was in, apparently, either was talking with Jackie or he liked, what's her face?
Laurie Metcalf.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That initially, he liked Laurie Metcalf. Like,
as a friend what? Back in the day?
Like,
a romantic interest.
A romantic interest.
Oh.
Like, liked her, liked her? Yeah.
Liked her, liked her.
Like, pass or no. Study hall, like
check
her.
Yes or no.
Should have understood that. Check yes or no.
No. And
send me a message back.
Right. And that I guess Roseanne just nixed the shit out of that. Was like, oh no. Because I think she liked him.
She married him.
No, she married him.
No, but
him,
I mean, they weren't seeing each other. At the time, there wasn't.
That almost sounds like a Lucy Vivian Vance kind of a thing.
For sure,
I'm the star of the show. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to fall in love with
and
me.
And she made
not
such
you.
A big deal about changing her name that's to true. Roseanne Arnold on the credits, and then the next year it was just Roseanne, and then they did all of them just their first names. Like,
right?
it's a self-caused controversy. Like, don't make it seem like we brought this on. Like, you did this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, she's just a little.
Well, but I did enjoy some of the digs. Like when he walks in from running to the CVS or the Walgreens, and he walks in and you know comes in, and she's like, "Well, where's all?" He puts all the bottles on the table, and she's like, "Well, where is everything?" And he goes, "Well, our healthcare doesn't pay for any of this anymore," and then they have to divvy up the pills. Like, I'll trade you two, you know, statins for antihistamine or however they did it all.
Right.
And it was kind of funny. But again, that's another dig that. All of a sudden, you're getting your health care taken away from you because nothing creates work.
And I thought it was interesting that they said that they went because they're in the same town.
Right.
Right? And doing that. So they went back to that area to say, what's going on?
Oh.
Right? Like, what's going on here?
Right,
and, Sarah Gilbert said that...
Langford.
That make what they're
town.
Finding is that people now, the money that they're making is, what did you say, less than what they were making when the show came out, I think. It was something to that effect, and that it was...
What was a poor area is now more poor.
Right.
Right, because I'm sure that the rate is...
considered middle class. But.
Right, their raises have not gone with inflation, so they're still... Maybe they're getting paid
probably
more.
Probably haven't got a raise.
And the jobs have left.
Yeah.
No.
Correct.
Is it a coal country?
So instead of making a half-decent wage at the factory, now you're working at Walmart. Right.
Clean coal.
Clean coal.
Right.
Yep.
Going to bring it back.
Well, and or they work for Carrier.
Right.
That's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no. 6 weeks later, we're going to ship all this to Mexico.
I think that should go there.
So
Yeah.
I mean, it says Roseanne Barr's crazy is for real, though. Yeah. It's not a persona. I think so, too.
True. That's, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, she had that reality show for a minute.
Oh, Roseanne's
Nuts. Roseanne's
Nuts.
Where she had the nut farm in Hawaii.
Oh, right.
Where she had crazy, like...
Yes. I saw, like, two episodes of that, and I was like, nope, turn it off.
Mm. Crazy people with guitars that would show... Yes, yes. Whoever the hell he was.
No. Boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
He is a weird ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got somebody to come there and film that shit and put it on TV.
Now her name is Roseanne.
She ran for president and got an okay amount of votes in, like, Florida one year.
Oh. And look who's president.
Better than Jill Stein.
I don't remember.
No, I'm kidding. I don't really care.
No, but we talked about it on the show that night. Because we looked up how many votes Roseanne had gotten in Florida. Because she wasn't on every state's ballot. She could only run in like one state.
Oh, okay.
And wouldn't that be something if she did get more votes?
Oh, and one of our favorite shows that we keep talking about that I don't know that everybody's on board with, and I understand it, Schitt's Creek is crossing the 50-episode threshold. And they are even surprised at the fact that they've done it. I watched something on their Twitter feed about it, and even they're like, how many have we done? And Eugene Levy's like, I thought we were like on 7.
Yeah. And they're having so much fun with that.
Yeah,
it's such a cute show.
Still, I'm still enjoying it.
It's my Thursday morning treat when I get off work. It's an episode taped last night.
Sure, yeah. Yes.
So that's it for entertainment.
Now, have you watched yet? Mom has watched the first one. I know we mentioned it last week. I still have not watched. I think I'm waiting to a point where I get several of them so I can binge. Is Trust, the about the Gettys on FX.
No, I have not.
Oh, no.
But now, is that an American Crime Story series, too?
No.
It's just a series.
It's just a series.
And is that Ryan?
No.
No, okay. Well, I'm knowing on everything at this point, but I haven't started watching it. I don't know if anybody else had. Mom watched the first one I know of. I don't know if she's watched the second one yet, but
my friend Kevin is watching it, and he likes it, but he says the guy playing Paul Getty is too cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, they've cast too cute a man. Is that a problem?
I can apparently I can only watch shows that are attached to Shonda Rhimes at this time. Mm,
fair.
Yeah.
There are several to choose from.
There are several to choose from. The ones that I have chosen are Grey's Anatomy and the new one For the People. Grey's Anatomy, of course, is a 14-year love affair.
Right.
Yeah, still going strong.
I just don't understand.
I don't know how that's still happening.
Look at you.
I don't know how that's still happening. I missed the whole second half of How to Get Away with Murder. So I got to wait for that to come out on something.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I never got captured by that one.
I never watched one episode.
God, I just love that show.
Yeah, I watched a couple of that one and never got into it. I watched Scandal for a while until it got creepily weird and real, and so I had to quit that.
Right.
Yeah,
I have a bunch of, and I love Madam Secretary, but that's not Shonda Rhimes.
That's not Shonda, but I love that one too.
I love that one.
Yeah, but I don't have the right channel configuration. I have to wait for that one to hit Netflix all at once, and then I watch that all at one time.
And Nero's watching The Crossing on ABC.
And now Sarah Ramirez, formerly of Grey's Anatomy, is on the next
Madam Secretary.
The next season of Madam Secretary, which I'm very excited about.
Sarah Ramirez.
Right.
I broke that story.
I don't like her all diked out, but whatever.
I don't think Amina's mad about it.
No, Amina's very excited about it. She sends messages all the time.
I think she looks really hot.
Not mad about that. Yeah, I think hot.
I can't believe Grey's Anatomy is still on. Are they in like season 90? Like,
yeah, and 14, and Nero's 14. Right. There's a station 17, 19.
Maybe. 17 maybe.
Give or take. Who cares?
Oh, I haven't seen this spinoff. Yeah. Oh.
There's a station 19.
That tomorrow.
That actually...
Well, because what's his name?
Pretty good, but...
And nobody's going to know his name. But anyway, he decided to quit being a surgeon because he wanted to be a firefighter. Who fucking does that?
Are you talking about McSteamy?
No. They're all dead.
I don't know. I'm just going with
all the
mix
are dead. The mix are long dead.
McSteamy, yeah. McDreamy killed all dead. Of
them. Oh, that's right.
McDreamy died horribly in a car accident.
I know. I broke that news to Erin because I thought she knew, and she was apparently not in real time.
So
I went, do you mean the car crash?
Yeah.
And she, that went well.
When that happened, I have one friend who's also a secret Grey's Anatomy, follower.
Sure.
She literally stopped watching for a year so that he didn't die.
Oh, no.
Derek's still alive.
Yep.
Literally for a year. Then she finally, I like emotionally through text held her hand as she watched the episode while he died. And then I said, girl, the next one's worse. The funeral's worse.
Right. I can't even.
Mm-mm.
Nope. That's funny. Yeah, Erin was distraught. Just distraught.
I love the Grey's Anatomy show. Oh, there's one called The Resident that's basically another unrealistic like medical drama.
Yeah.
With the cute boy that used to be on The Good Wife, the young lawyer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and the girlfriend from Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, right, right,
girlfriend,
right.
Girlfriend.
I saw the...
Rebecca, I think. Wasn't her name Rebecca?
Amina.
Rebecca
like,
was one of the sisters.
No, Rebecca was... I don't fucking remember.
It's oh, 911's the new one that Angela Bassett's
on. Oh, my
on.
God, I love that show.
Yeah, and Connie Britton's leaving already. Like, they have to write her off.
What?
Yeah, Connie Britton's leaving the show.
I don't know anything
well,
about this.
Well, that's going to piss Aaron.
I just saw Angela Bassett on Colbert the other night. That's the only reason I knew about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn, she still looks good.
Yeah, she
For
does.
For real.
She looks really good.
And it really is. We just love that show.
Yeah. I watched one episode and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. I can't get hooked on another hour drama. I can't do it. But.
No, we're enjoying that.
And then I read that Connie Britton was leaving yet another show because she's the only one that didn't recur
yeah,
on.
That's the one that we were excited about her being on that show.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. Huh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Wow.
I think we got more out of the entertainment segment than you had thought we were ever going to get because we all had pieces to it.
That's right.
It's the easiest way to do it.
In a
good
rare,
job, team. Good job, team.
In a rare
nutbaggery
act of defiance, I participated in TV series watching. So
in
you're,
a rare act of defiance.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
Something like that.
I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, I think we're ready for this segment, and we'll see how this goes. So good luck to all.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of fries of two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Kat Carlson, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, so this week, I've decided to half-ass one thing.
Oh.
About a guy who whole-assed.
No. No. Was this in Japan? You're in Japan.
I enjoy that. That's
good. Nutbaggery. Nutbaggery.
I enjoy this already. I enjoy it.
Well, perhaps you're a person who loves golf. There are people out there that love golf. People out there that like it a great deal.
I have heard of it. Yeah.
People out there that are very enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you don't love golf as much as this man. That's right. This man who was filmed, quote, having sex with the ninth hole.
Oh. Whoa.
No, that's not the punchline. While pleasuring himself with the flagpole.
Oh.
No, that's right.
In quite, one end and out
quite
the other.
What a feat to accomplish.
What a way to bury the lead.
Is it a stainless steel one?
Well, I'm going to tell you everything that I have in front of me here.
Oh, my.
Stephen Gaten is his name, the traditional spelling.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Who was trying to complete the 18-hole course, noticed a man lying on the grass in the rain with his trousers around his knees. The man can be seen holding
a six-foot... That sounded like a Dr. Seuss thing, right?
I know. Can be seen holding a six-foot flagpole at his bare ass while filming himself.
Oh, he's
at Brackenwood Golf Course.
Mm. Oh my God!
This guy can multitask.
Is there a picture somewhere?
Of course there is.
Oh, there is?
Of course there is.
Why did you make us wait?
Hang on, I'm going to Google it now.
Well, here, I'll send it to you right there. There's the article. Let me get back to it.
Jenny, go ahead. I'm gonna raising hand. She loves the game of golf, but not enough to fuck a hole. There we go, Jenny.
Now, in a video clip from Steven, the innocent bystander,
of course,
he can be heard in the clip saying, well, now there's a lad fucking himself and filming it on his phone. He's filming it on his phone, fucking in his own ass. Look at that. After about a minute, the man places the flag back in the hole.
Oh, thank what's kind.
Gets up from the ground. Pulls his trousers
Which hole? Which hole does he place the flag?
Two holes.
What elegant solution.
Yeah, exactly.
For those of you watching, here's a poorly grainy picture of the
that's right.
The offending motion.
I've never been so happy for something to not be in high def.
God.
He was on his own, looked like he was doing it for a kick, and filming himself doing it.
Fucking hell.
on my
I've never been so happy for something to not be in high
innocent depth. Bystander Steven goes on to say, from where we
Is
were.
Is he really innocent at this point?
Oh, money.
Oh.
He says, it's the weirdest thing I've ever had the misfortune to see.
That's Yeah.
Wow. Innocent Bystander Steven continues. He says, I don't think he was drunk because he was filming himself. There was only me and my other friends on the course. I think he thought he was alone when he realized we had spotted him.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Coitus interruptus.
But he didn't seem bothered. Just very strange. Who knows what goes through people's heads? That's definitely a game of golf I will never forget.
Once a performer, always a performer.
Nutbaggery. How did we get here?
Another bystander who wished to remain anonymous commented that all I can say is if my ball ever goes into the ninth hole at Brackenwood, it can fucking stay there.
Oh, putt-putt will never be the same.
I'm just going to take the penalty on this round.
I would be the person that walked up and go,
I don't think I've seen this windmill on this course before.
I'd be the one day to run it behind him. Four!
Yeah, I feel like you aimed for the sand trap. I did.
Oh, that's a handicap right there.
Just couldn't leave that story alone. And since I've been buried under a t-shirt rock, I had nothing to rant about because nothing's really
that's
stuck
in
me. Oh. But I thought we needed that to happen.
Stuck I agree.
stuck on you. A Lionel Richie song, Stuck on You. Stuck in
stuck
you.
In
stuck
you.
In you.
All been
night. All
Parenthetically.
All night.
I know, I kind of am disappointed that the Mechanophiles have not been filming their buggery.
Nutbaggery.
Nutbaggery. Mm-hmm. I meant straight up buggery.
Buggery.
Because they are buggering those cars.
Yeah. Well, I don't, yeah.
I saw
it. Maybe it's a consent
issue. I'll keep looking.
Yeah, that man must have been ambidextrous. Yep. That I mean, you're stretching there. Let's just say it. Yeah.
That's hard to do, friend.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
I mean, we've not seen the quality of the video he was taking.
That's true.
Before we compliment him.
But still, to hold the camera and the flag.
With any kind of synchronization. Yeah. Yeah. She's a majorette.
I was hoping to find it. Someone on Facebook today posted a picture of a bunch of bumper stickers on the back of a car that was a Mechanophile that says tailpipes aren't only for exhaust.
Oh no!
Stop it!
No, swear to God, it was a white Caprice Classic.
Awesome!
Is it?
Oh my God! Funny as hell! That's like that's fantastic.
Is it?
That's fantastic. Oh. Damn it! How did I not find that?
I gotta say though, having been like immersed in news and current events and politics and stuff like the last couple of years, I've been like 2 months with nothing. Like I barely manage my podcast anymore, and I'm a happier person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to say, ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm.
Just finding a man fucking himself in the ass with a flagpole.
That was delightful.
It's just the news we need.
Dare I say something you don't see every day?
And thank God.
And don't watch, you're right.
And I'm the richer for it.
Around a golf, you'll never forget.
Yes.
It's a very different meaning of hole in one, ladies and gentlemen. There's that.
That's true.
Quite the brain.
So true.
Well, on that note,
that's all I got. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's on that note. Do we need a thoughtful, or are we good?
We got some time to kill.
I
kind of feel like we've been pretty thoughtful about the fallacies.
Anything else anybody wants to talk about while we're here this week? Anything you got?
I think I'm good.
I'm good too.
Think you're good? I
totally enjoyed this. Laughing and
Well, that's good.
It's been a happy show. Good work, guys.
I don't know if it's happy for everybody else, but for us.
We might not know what goes through people's heads, but we all know what goes up their ass.
Well, at least for him. Excuse me, sir. May I play through?
Oh, chat room.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Nutbaggery at its best.
Oh,
you people make me laugh.
How did we get here?
I say that's a bogey.
That's a hairy back if I've ever seen one.
Golly.
Had to bring it back.
Eagle. Spread eagle.
Spread eagle.
Number 17,
right. Thank you all for joining us as we wrap up tonight's show. Let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.